Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Neil Edmond. As a reminder, you can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. That access code is 584-7681. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. We are praying for the Bree families and want to remember to keep all of the souls on the prayer list lifted up in prayer. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are turning the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Mutha Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist Mutha.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you again for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. And tonight is Tuesday night, oldie but goodies in the gospel. Praise God. We want you to prepare your heart to hear the word of God, that you may get encouragement, strength, healing, deliverance, or whatever it is that you need from the Lord. You can receive it through the word of God on tonight. Now we want you to listen and don't touch that dial. Don't turn. Here's the word of God. God bless you.
So if you pray by the Father with the day to prepare, to get to the good, to the bad everywhere. And all that he asks is that we do our part to use it with faith and love and each heart. He promised to help us and walk with us here. His presence is a glorious spirit.
Praise the Lord. I don't know if you want to receive your offering at this time or okay, at this time we're going to receive our offering and get that out.
Stop
Lord, we ask that you continue to hold on because there is more. Praise God. Such a beautiful message going forth. We thank God for what he's doing and for how he's encouraging his people that his grace is sufficient. All of us, praise God, we will continue.
Come out! It was
give us some castor oil. It didn't taste good. It didn't taste good. But it did a job. It did a good job. Well, that's the way it is. Sometimes the word comes. Cut. Hurt us. And it don't feel good. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to tell you feel good when you tell me the truth and I went wrong. No. When our parents whipped us, but we said, oh, good, good, not good. Did you say that? No. All right. When the word comes forth sometime and it whips us, no, we don't feel good. Sometimes we be hollering. Right. We be hollering. Yes, Lord.
Yes. All right.
But we going to be giving up to the Lord.
No.
Or we just holler because the Lord whipping us. Or because the Lord is touching us. But we don't be giving up to the Lord. But that's the time to surrender. I'm sure. When the Lord whips you, that's the time to receive it. And let the Lord come into your life. Let it clean you up. I tell you, you don't know what you're missing if you haven't met the Lord. There's nothing out here in the world. Nothing but a bunch of trouble. They just pain, strife, death, hell, and destruction. Just waiting for it. But you can have life today. You can have it today through Jesus Christ. If you can only receive the word of God, just believe and receive it. And God will make everything all right.
Oh, yes, he will.
God's grace is sufficient for us. Glory be to God. The Lord took Paul. He's a devout Christian. Glory be to God. He was well known in the law. Well, yes, he was. He had great knowledge. The Lord began to give him vision and revelation. And through all of that, Paul began to see where he could be exalted. He could be lifted up. That's the way we get sometimes. We get more pressure here. And we start feeling proud. Oh, yes. Come on now. Hey, it's only if you want it. You don't have to. I'm going in the name of the Lord. But God's grace is sufficient. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We get a little knowledge. We feel like we know so much. Hey, yes, we do. We can explain the picture. Oh, yeah, I know this. And I know that. But it's God's grace. Hallelujah. God's grace. Hallelujah. Who are you? Where does knowledge come from? It comes from the Lord. But Paul was glad. He was happy. Yes. He was happy. For what the Lord has shown him. He didn't see before. That's why he asked God to take it away from him. What devil do you know? God will send something in your life. So you can be made. Well, Satan's got to be tried. God talked about it. God is God. So hey, come in your way. Well, Lord, thank God's grace. Thank God's grace. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That Paul was happy. He began to rejoice. He began to thank God for his returning. It kept him humble. It kept him paying. It kept him in God's arms. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. If you never have promise, you don't know how to pay. If you never have promise, you don't know how to seek the Lord. You don't know what to do. Glory be to God. But the Lord can storm your way. Oh, Lord. And the wind begin to play. The rain begin to pour. Well, glory be to God. People begin to get a little hot. My Lord, my boy, you can't take the heat. It'll make you pray. It'll make you call on the Lord. It'll make you seek the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to have problems. You may not think so. You may feel like it's a mountain. This thing is blocking my way. I can't get through. These people don't like Oh, my God, they're cutting up. They're doing all manner of evil against me. In my home, they're fighting against me. That God got a plan. He wants you to know that his grace,
but you're not where you used to be. Just keep It was Just look at him alone.
They want it right now, my way. Yeah, but they're getting mad now. Can you tell them God's grace is conditioned? Yeah, I want to hear that. They want you to tell them God's going to bless them. You got money. Well, don't worry about going around here telling everybody what.
That's right.
You want to be known to people, don't
you? That's right.
Praise the Lord. Thank God enough of the word has been preached on tonight. Glory to God that somebody should have gotten some type of deliverance, strength, encouragement, or something out of the word of God. And as we get ready to prepare our hearts for a word of prayer, we're going to ask that Evangelist Hameen lead us in this prayer. We know that prayer changes things. And if there's anything that's in your way, something that's hindering you from doing the will of God, something that's keeping you from being saved or delivered, now's your chance. If you receive this word, God can do it for you. And we believe him today. Let's take him at his word. Praise the Lord. We're going to open the doors to salvation, and we're going to ask that Evangelist Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland, if she would come forth and lead us in this prayer. God bless you.
With our minds on the Lord, let us believe God together. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you and we give you thanks. Oh, my Lord, we humble our hearts and we ask for forgiveness, Lord. While we're praying, oh, God, search our hearts. Whatever is not right or pleasing to you, Lord, be merciful and take it away from us. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you will cover us under your blood, that you will wash us, purge us, and sanctify us on the inside. Clean us up, Lord, and cause us to walk upright before you. In the name of Jesus, we come to you right now, Lord God. We are weak, but you are strong, Lord. We are asking that you will stretch out your hand, my God, and touch. Lord, lay your hand on us. In the name of Jesus, we need strength tonight, and we need encouragement, Lord. Lift heavy burdens, oh God. Move by your power. Lord, send your anointing right now. Destroy the yokes of bondage. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're looking to you and we're waiting on you right now. Lord, my God, increase our faith, oh Lord Jesus, and forgive our unbelief. In the name of Jesus, Lord, work wonders in our lives. Lord, make us what you have us to be. Mold us, oh God. Shape us and form us into vessels of honor. Lord, help us to do your will, for we cannot do it without you. We need your help, Lord, and we need divine guidance. We need you, Lord, to intervene right now. We need you, oh God, to direct our path. To take control right now, Lord. Move in our behalf, Lord Jesus. Move the obstacles out of the way. Oh, Lord God, make the way for us and help us to continue on, Lord, to remain in your will. In the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord God, on behalf of those who desire to be saved tonight. We ask, God, that you'll forgive their sins. Take away their sins, Lord, and save their souls, my God. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Move on them right now, oh God, while this prayer is going forth. Please, Lord, move every obstacle that our prayers can go through, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, Lord. Somebody's down here crying, desiring to be delivered. Have mercy on them, Lord, and send deliverance. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We know you are able, Lord Jesus. There's nothing too hard for you. You are a God of mercy. You are a God of second chances. You are a God of compassion. And we are looking in you, Lord, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And without you, we can do nothing, oh, Lord. Please, Jesus, work it out, Lord God. Fix it in the homes, Lord. Fix it in the families that are broken up. Lord, mend them back together. Oh, Lord, if they're scattered abroad, gather them back up, Lord, and put these families together. Those, oh, God, who don't have the fathers in the home, Lord, please fix it in the name of Jesus. Or if their father is absent, be their father in the home. Oh, Lord God, have mercy tonight. Look on the backslider, oh, God. Give them another chance, Lord. Help them to return unto you, Lord Jesus. Some are trying to make it back, but, Lord, they need you to help them. They need you to deliver, oh, God. They need you to make the way for them so they can make it back in time before it's too late. Oh, Lord God, give them another chance, and please, Lord, restore their souls in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord God. Look on those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Lord God, all of those things that are written on the prayer list, you know about them, oh God. You know everything that's going on with them. Lord Jesus, when we're asking that you will make your holy visitation, that you will let them know that you care, that you have not left them or forsaken them, Lord, but that you will hear and answer their prayer. Oh, Lord, if they will humble themselves before you and call upon your name, turn from their ways, Lord. We know you're able to do it, Lord God. You know those who are sick, Lord Jesus, make your holy visitation. Stop by, Lord God, the sick room. Stand next to them in the sick bed, Lord God, and touch their bodies. Raise them up off that bed, Lord God. Work a miracle in their lives. Hallelujah. Touch, Lord. Heal in the name of Jesus. Rebuke the sickness and disease. Rebuke the viruses in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Rebuke the afflictions. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Right now, Lord, while we're praying, raise them up, lift them up off the bed. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, be merciful and restore them back to their health in the name of Jesus. If any have committed sins, Lord, let their sins be forgiven. Oh, my God, blot out their transgressions and cover them under your blood in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will remember the leaders, Lord, and that you will give them guidance. Lord, put it in their heart to do what is right. Put it in their heart, oh, my God, to be righteous, to walk before you in truth, in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, Lord. Have your way. Oh, God, let your holy will be done. And we pray, Lord, that you'll continue to bless this ministry. Oh, my Lord, bless it in a great and a mighty way. Let it continue to grow. Let it continue to expand. Let everyone who's listening, oh, Lord, God, be blessed in a special way. Oh, God, let the blessing come down and overtake them in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Look on the bereaved families. Comfort them and console them, Lord. Take them through this difficult time, oh, Lord, and uphold them all the way. We believe you tonight, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you. Oh, we know that your grace is sufficient, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Glory. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Oh, my
Thank you for answering our prayer.
We believe
we have the petition we've asked, and we are so thankful, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. We praise you, my God, and we magnify you, Lord. We ask, God, that you'll accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I thank God for the word of God, talking about God's grace is sufficient, and it's worth it. The infirmities, the afflictions, they're worth it, that the power of Christ may rest upon us. We don't need financial stability, although it would be nice. We don't need to be ahead, although that would be comfortable. But sometimes I think people think that when we have these things, we're blessed. And when we don't have them, when they're taken from us, we're being punished. But the Bible lets me know in 1 Timothy 6:6, but godliness with contentment is great gain, because God's grace is sufficient for us. It's enough. I thank God for the word. I enjoyed it. And I feel the same way Vantage Maybell was talking, like just sitting there in the service and it's just stirring you up. It just feels really good. I thank God for God's grace. I praise him for his grace, his unmerited favor, something we could never deserve, something we could never pay for, but yet
Man. Even in our sins. He died for us while we were yet in our sin. Christ died for the ungodly. That's grace, unmerited, unworthy. I thank God for it. I wanted to keep on encouraging you. Keep on preaching the word of God. Amen. Thank God also for the elite evangelist Melinda.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the beautiful messages that came on this evening. It might have been a while ago, a few years back,
mm-hmm.
but the word of God is still the same.
Amen.
Yeah. Paul was going through something, and he sought the Lord. He had a thorn in his side, and he sought the Lord, right, that he would remove it.
Yes.
Amen. And he prayed. He kept praying and asking God to remove it.
Mm-hmm.
But God, he didn't remove it. He let him know that his grace is sufficient.
Even with that
affliction, whatever it was that he was carrying or going through, God's grace was sufficient for him, meaning that God's grace will carry you through. Amen. It doesn't matter what you're going through, what kind of ailment you have, as long as you do God's will. Amen. His grace is sufficient. He'll take you through. Hallelujah. You might have to go in with a limp, but God's grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. You might be blind, halt, and maimed, but God's grace is sufficient for you. Amen. Paul said, when I'm weak, that's when I'm strong. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When you get down sometimes, that's when you're strong, because you'll fall down on bended knees and you'll start talking to the Lord and he'll strengthen you some more. Hallelujah. When the enemy thinks he got you, when you're down and out, that's when he thinks he got you. But that's when your strength comes on. Hallelujah. That's why Paul said God's grace is sufficient. It doesn't matter what you go through. It doesn't matter what it looks like. He promised to put no more on us than that we're able to bear. Hallelujah. If we couldn't bear it, he wouldn't put it there. But he'll take us through in the midst of our trials. He'll take us through in the midst of our tests. He'll take us through. Hallelujah. God's grace is sufficient. Amen. God will uphold us with his right hand of righteousness.
Amen.
When the enemy think he has us. Amen. When he think he got us all wrapped up and tied up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will turn us loose on the enemy.
Yes.
Amen. He'll turn us loose on them. Hallelujah. I was at work yesterday, and the old demon began to come out of an individual and call me out of my name, and I began to turn around and stand flat-footed and look that demon right in the eye and said, the blood of Jesus is against you, Satan, loose here.
Right.
Hallelujah. By the time I got done, the lady began to look at me. She said, you so nice. I said, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God's grace is sufficient for us tonight. Amen. He'll move in your behalf. I went back there today, and she said, you nice. I said, okay.
All right.
I tell you, amen.
Thank
you, Lord. You got to defy the enemy like Jesus did. Told the devil to get the hands behind me, saying, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He tempted Jesus. He'll tempt you and me. But God's grace is sufficient for us. He'll bring us through. He'll bring us out all right. Amen.
Amen.
I'd rather enter in halt and maim, amen, than to lose out with God. Amen. I just thank God for the word on tonight. Thank God for the late evangelist Melinda Edmond.
Yes.
Amen. Evangelist Ray Edmond. Amen. And evangelist Amin. Amen. They were preaching up something. I tell you, I was happy listening to them. Amen. And I thank God for the prayer, because the Lord began to touch me in the prayer.
Yes.
God is good.
Amen.
Yes, he's good. I just thank God for all things. I'm coming on in. But I'm a preacher.
Right.
Like somebody said, I'm a preacher.
You are.
And I've been called to preach. Amen. He called me to preach. Amen. And I thank God for it tonight. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I mean, this word is stirring everybody up. I thank God for being on the Gospel Truth broadcast and this night, the oldies but goodies in the gospel. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, the Lord
He is just speaking to his people and encouraging us, letting us know that his grace is sufficient. It's enough. It's adequate. We don't need nothing added to it. And he's not going to take anything away. We may lose some things,
yes.
Even members of our body.
Yes.
But his grace is sufficient. Because some have caused things to come on them by not obeying God. But when they finally surrendered to God, maybe they ended up halt or maimed or afflicted in some kind of way. And maybe they keep praying and saying, Lord, remove this or fix this or take care of that. But as long as we know we have the grace of God,
yes.
It is sufficient.
Yes.
And we can make it with the help of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But sometimes we do bring things on our own selves. But yes, God is gracious, and he will see us through. And if we have a desire to do his will, he will make the way for us. He might not move the thorn away. He might not move away the trouble or the problems, but he will make it possible for us to do what he's called us to do, even in the midst of adversity. Even though we are facing opposition, his grace is still sufficient. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we can get the job done. Oh, glory be to God. This word is so powerful. I truly enjoy the preaching of the word of God. This came forth in its fullness. This
Amen.
Is the true,
Amen.
Unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ that came forth tonight. And I tell you, just thinking back on it, it just takes you right back there, right there in that moment.
Yes.
While the word is coming forth, and we in there, we listen, amen, and witnessing to the word, and oh, the Lord touched me through these messages tonight. Just take the word of God in and know that his grace is sufficient. This word stirred me up tonight, and I can tell that everyone is stirred up.
Amen.
God. But I encourage you, just take this word, take it in. Take it in. Just keep listening. Keep on listening to the word of God. And the Lord will surely minister to you in ways that you have never even imagined. Glory to God. I'm going to come on in because it'll take you all the way out there. Don't want to get in. But I'm a preacher. Hallelujah. And I will preach. Glory to God. But I thank God for the word tonight. I encourage you, Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God. And again, I thank God for just being able to hear our dear late Evangelist Melinda. I really miss her, and I enjoyed her preaching. One thing she did do, she did preach the word of God. And
yes,
I thank God for
that.
Praise God. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. What a powerful word of God tonight, brethren.
Yes.
I'm so blessed. I'm so encouraged. It is very true. It doesn't matter whatever situation we are passing through, the grace of God is sufficient. Sickness is there, the grace of God is sufficient. Poverty, lack of anything, the grace of God is sufficient. And remain strong. Push on. Because the Lord is in a business of looking whom to send. You are passing through those trials. We are passing through those trials of sickness, be it whatever it is. If it is sickness, God is trying to make you become one of those great deliverers to go there. Pray for people. People get healed because he wants to purify you so you can come out like pure gold. So be strong, sister. Be strong, brother. Hold on, Jesus, and push on. The grace of God is sufficient. God bless you.
The Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank the Lord for Sister Rhoda and her sacrifice and being on this broadcast. And I believe she's going to be on tonight, I believe. Am I right?
Tonight? I'm having another program at 9 o'clock, the one I told you, May. You remember 9 p.m.?
Yes. Can you give us the information?
I send you the link. What you do, just click in, go in the Zoom. It is a Zoom link. Yeah, just open your media, okay? If you get stuck, just call me, then I'll help you. It's very, very nice. Yeah. God bless you, and be blessed, all of you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise God. I just thank the Lord for Sister Rhoda. Thank the Lord for our evangelist, Evangelist Sheila Hameen, Evangelist Cynthia, and Evangelist Khadija. Everybody sound like they were stirred up and ready to go. Glory to God, fired up and ready to go. I enjoy each of you, the exhortations coming through you, and for the word of God that Evangelist Hameen preached on this broadcast. Also, the late Evangelist Melinda, I truly enjoyed them both. I tell you, this word is just resonating with me. It's just staying with me. I don't know what I have to go through with, but God's grace is sufficient. That's all I can say. Just have to take God at his word. Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord. We are looking forward to being back here again on Sunday night. And then on Tuesday night, we'll be back with oldies, the goodies in the gospel. Tune in again with the Gospel Truth. Dial in 945-218-0218. And the access code is 5847-681. We will be glad to have you on our broadcast. And I believe, well, after this broadcast, I'm going to try to go on the other broadcast that Sister Rhoda just mentioned. And I believe it starts at 9 o'clock, Lord willing.
It's a Zoom. You got it, Sister Nelly sent you, got it, it's in your phone. Just click
it. I have it in my text.
Then if you continue opening, you'll see the instructions. If you get stuck, let me know.
Okay.
I also want to say
I'm asking each of you to pray for my father. He is in Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital. We are believing God, so I'm asking for your prayers that the Lord will deliver him, heal him, and save him. Praise the Lord. Is there anything else?
Yes. My son asked if you could pray for them. They hold a prayer circle, and he requested prayer for them.
Oh, okay. Well, we will be praying for it. Or does he want us to pray now?
He's not on the line right now, but he just asked to add him in all those who are in the prayer circle on the prayer list.
Certainly will. Will do. Praise the Lord.
All right.
Okay, that's all. We're going to close out with this song. We're going to play it on out. And you can stay on if you want to, or you can hang up. Doesn't matter. Praise God. Thank you.